Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
There are lots of ways to get active. Lots of different ways. No matter how we choose to move, we can all agree moving more feels good, especially when we move together. Go for a walk, sneak in a stretch, conquer a healthy challenge, or grab a buddy to make exercise more fun. However you move, just make sure you're active every day. The more you move, the more energy you'll have to tackle the rest of your day. Learn more at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
And today we had an update for the cattle futures market. The December live cattle 95 higher, 152.75. The February is $1.15 higher, 155.40. That was right on the high. The high was 155.45. So really strong day. The next month, April, up $1.17 at 158.90. Feeder cattle also reflecting some higher prices. November feeders went off the board today. They went off at 175.85, up 15. Yesterday's index was 174.98, so the index should be quite a bit higher tomorrow. It's tomorrow's index is the final price. January feeders up $2.50 at 179.97. The March is up $2.25 at 182.50. And then the lean hogs were down 60 in December at 84.97, but the February is 45 higher at 90.80. Tomorrow we have a cattle on feed report. It'll be tomorrow after the close. A cold storage report next Tuesday, but the on-feed estimates are about 98% on-feed on November 1st. Placements 96.5%, and then marketing is expected somewhere around 101%. We had some cash trade develop yesterday in the live cattle, anywhere from 149 in Kansas, and then 150 in Texas, and 153 in Nebraska. So a little bit higher than last week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Well, grain markets generally lower overnight. We had news that the Ukrainian and Russians have come to an extension of the export corridor for a 120-day extension. So the first deal was 120 days, ended on the 19th, 2 days from now. And so this next one's another 120 days. So hopefully we get some grain flowing out of, or keep grain flowing out of Ukraine. That pressured the markets. The Kansas City July wheat was down 12 and a quarter at 9.15. The low this morning was 9.06 and three quarters. Chicago wheat was 11 to 12 lower. The bean market 11 to 12 lower. Corn, on the other hand, did bounce back. It was anywhere from two higher to three lower. December 2 and a quarter higher at 6.67 and a half. We pretty much know what the supply side of the corn and bean picture is now that harvest is nearly done. So now it's going to be shifting more to the demand side of the equation, what kind of demand we have. And up to this point, a high U.S. dollar has really discouraged exports, and so exports are behind for corn and beans. So we'll see what happens there. We also have cotton today. It's going to end up down about 140, December 87.04. But the good news is that was about 140 off the lows on the December. Currently, the Dow's down about 100, S&P's down about 28.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and out of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.